around the internet, around the world, broadcasting from Dallas and Philadelphia. This is another Humphrey Camardella production.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Well, welcome everyone back to the Big Band Serenade, and I'm glad you're with me today. We're going to do a historic program. We're going to be listening to the only female band leader of the Big Band era. She was the half-sister of the Pied Piper, June Hutton. Ina Ray Hutton was the only prominent female leader during the Big Band era. She gained notoriety during the 1940s for both her music and her seductive stage persona, earning her the nickname Blonde Bombshell of Rhythm. Ina Ray began singing and dancing at the age of 8. During the early 1930s, she appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies and George White scandals, and in 1934 was asked to front an all-girls orchestra, the Melodeers, in which she appeared in several Paramount musical shorts. The group achieved some popularity mainly as a novelty act and was disbanded in 1939. In 1940, Ina Ray formed an all-male orchestra. Though her orchestra was quite talented, it was her seductive swaying and dancing on stage that helped gain the group a following. Sax player and arranger George Paxton, to whom Ina Ray had reportedly offered 50% of her profits to join the band, played a large part in the orchestra's success, becoming musical director and de facto leader until he left to form his own group in 1944. Standout musicians included guitarist Jack Purcell and pianist Hal Schaefer. Vocalists were Stuart Foster and a trio called the Kim Lou Sisters. In 1944, Ina Ray starred in the Columbia production Ever Since Venus, her only major film role. She disbanded her orchestra in December of 1946, but Foster formed a new all-girl orchestra, which appeared on a regional television program from 1951 to 1956, and with a brief network run in 1956. She retired from music in 1968 and passed away in 1984 from complications of diabetes. As a bonus for today's show, go to the show notes and watch the video of Ina Ray Hutton and the Melodeers. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get this show going. We're going to go back to 1934, Witch Doctor with Ina Ray Hutton and her Melodeers. Thank you. Up next is Ina Ray and her orchestra, Don't Peck It.
I was just a tiny tot down in Tennessee. I'd keep my mammy on the spot looking after me. I'd fool with this and I'd fool with that, messing round about. And when I'd grab Pap's Sunday hat, Mammy dear would shout, "Don't touch it, better leave it alone. Don't touch it, hey, hey, you catch it." When Pappy gets home, if you don't mind what I say,
that sultry voice that went along with her good looks and her stage presence. Our next song is Was It Worth It? 1934, she released this next song, Wild Party. Now, that was a good piece by itself, but you really can't appreciate it until you see her and her stage presence and how she moved with the music. Our next piece is from 1934 also, and Still I Do. Thank you. orchestra, the Meloneers, they were pretty good, weren't they? They play a little bit softer big band sound, but they were quite accomplished musicians. And think about this. This is a 1934. Our next selection is George's Glorious Gal. Up next is 24 Hours in Georgia from 1934.
Eight hours playing, eight more. hours for rest. In between the play, they take time to pray. That's one thing a darky loves best. Every cabin door is open wide. That's the sign to welcome you inside. You can miss in heaven if you've been denied. 24 hours in Georgia.
That's our show for today, folks. I hope that you enjoyed. And come again next week, will you please, and bring a friend. I'm going to close the show with How About Tomorrow Night from 1934. Now, in this piece, you're going to hear the Kim Lou sisters also. Have a great week. Bye-bye.